Yep, so I'm Sterling Wise. I am the owner of The Wise Decision. The Wise Decision is a health and fitness facility where our home base is here in downtown Detroit. We offer an open gym style membership for members, along with other fitness and health services to them as well. We were having our best year, honestly, ever, coming into this year, January 2020, February 2020, were our first 2 months of this year and the best 2 months that we've had since I've been doing this. I've been running this business for 13 years. So in 13 years, the first 2 months of this year, our memberships really began to grow inside of here. Our programs outside of here really began to grow as well. And then it was just a great buzz going on for what we were doing. And then, of course, COVID hit in March, and that just kind of closed everything. We've been closed since March 16th. Of this year, had to close officially at 3 p.m., and we've been closed ever since. Now, as you look in the gym, you see there's nothing in here. Lights are off. However, expenses and everything are still due. So, again, even though lights are off, we still have overhead expenses that we have to take care of, and that's been kind of the biggest struggle, you know, kind of making sure that we sustain where we're at in terms of the facility as a whole, because it's a large facility that had a great deal overhead prior to this. Now, we've been doing some, and I say we, meaning myself, I've been doing some online training programs. But it's nowhere near what it was before in terms of the financial gains with the online programs versus all the other services that we offered. Simply because, again, as a company, we offer programs to individually directly inside of our gym here. But in addition to that, we also offer programs to companies outside of here as well. And a lot of those companies are closed too. So not only have we lost on the people that were coming in here, we've lost on the companies that we were going to service as well. So to say a struggle is a small word to use to describe what's going on right now. However, I'm optimistic that things will change and eventually we'll be back inside of here. However, no one knows what it's going to look like once we come inside of here. I mean, it's hard to say how life is going to be once the gym opens, but we're still looking forward to that time.
And what would you say the struggles have been so far for you? Obviously, just the, you know, just it being bare and your overhead, but go into more detail about that.
I mean, again, that's it right there. So when you say overhead, I mean, we still have expenses. You still got utilities. You still got rent. You still have other operating expenses that come with running this facility as a whole. So all those expenses are still there. However, the financial needs have not been there to support that. So again, that in addition to, of course, we were a new up-and-coming gym here, and we had more of a family feel. So I kind of feel like from my standpoint, our members are missing as well. So we're not able to provide the members with the services they need. So, I mean, it's a struggle just mentally thinking how we had this great base of members inside of here that we were providing services to, and now they're not able to come inside of here, or we're not able to really reach a lot of them. Some of them have jumped onto the online programs, but a lot of them have not. And, again, I'm sure for them physically and mentally, they're suffering because we're suffering.
And you mentioned the online programming. So what sort of percentage would you say have your members gone to the online programming, and is that keeping you anywhere close?
Yeah, no, it's, I would say maybe 10%, and it's nowhere close. 10% is nowhere close. Again, also because we were not just a gym, we were much more than a gym, and the other programs we provided, we were not able to provide online programs too. So again, no.
And so tell me, what is it like for you to come here and see this empty now?
It's like it was when we first opened, like when we first brought the equipment here. We've only been here since, again, what's this, 2020? We've only been here for going on 2 years. So, again, 2 years ago coming inside of here, it was just like this. Again, I would come in here. It was empty gym. Again, it would just be me in here getting ready for the building up the clientele base. So it's kind of, not to say heartbreaking, but it takes me back to where we were from day one, square one, when we first opened up this facility here.
And what are your sort of plans and thoughts going forward? Have you thought that ahead?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the scary part, because again, it's really so many unknowns out there. I mean, I do plan on continuing offering these online programs that we're doing. However, how the gym will look once we open up, we know we're going to have to keep a heavier focus on keeping this place clean. I mean, we already did a great job of that. But how we're going to do that in terms of making sure that the members stay a distance apart as they're using the equipment inside of here is something that we're really not sure. The great thing about us here was we're a public gym open to the public, but we had such a nice group of people inside of here. There was never a time in which you came in here, it was jam-packed. So we never deal with that. Now, from a business standpoint, that's not necessarily a great thing. But from a customer service standpoint, it's great. Customers never had to come in here and worry about waiting on jumping on equipment or coming in here worrying about being elbow to elbow. Now, I mean, as they come in here, I mean, that plays a major role in that. However, how many of them are really going to come back in here? I mean, we don't know. Again, I myself personally, I don't want to go around anyone too close to anyone right now if we were to come to a gym. So I have to look at from a customer standpoint as well, whether our customers still want to come back inside of here. Some of them will, however, some of them may not. So I'm sure we're going to lose some customers from that standpoint.
And have you been talking to some of your customers and members, like, you know, sort of their thoughts on this?
Absolutely, yeah. I've definitely been in contact with a lot of them. I've had some customers that have asked if they can come in here and use it now, which is silly. So again, and so I know those customers will be ready to come back here, but then there's some customers that in just communication with, they're fully supporting. That's the great thing. Like I said, where we are, we got customers that are fully supporting, say, hey, we're here to help. Again, if there's anything you need, once you guys get there, let us know.
And what would you say going forward you see it coming back? I mean, you know, from like your member standpoint, like, do you feel some are just going to maybe continue maybe doing stuff like online or maybe just kind of running more because obviously it'll be warmer outside? Or do you feel they'll come back to the gym, or do you think it's going to be maybe another, you know, a couple months on top of that before maybe you see, you know, more of your members coming back, I guess?
I think eventually we'll get all the members back and some. I think that'll eventually happen because, like I say, we're in a great location here to where, again, we're pretty much the only actual quote-unquote gym in this area. So, again, I think eventually we'll get more members coming back. However, I think the time that it'll take for them to come back is going to take some time to get there. So I don't think once the order is lifted and we're able to open our doors and we'll see everybody come back in that first month. I think it's going to be a gradual process where members are going to slowly begin to come back, and eventually we'll get a lot more of them inside of here. And one thing that's great about what we were doing before is, again, we had outside classes as well. So, again, I think once we begin to introduce those, some members will bite on that, and that'll make them ease coming back inside the gym a bit easier for them as well.
And when you do open up, and obviously you take all the precautions, have you spoke to any other people that own gyms, or like, how are you planning to open up? Like you were saying, spacing people out, but
I've been doing some research on what they've done. So I think in like California, they've opened gyms back up over there. So again, I've been looking at what they're doing outside of there. The unique thing and challenging thing about us is, again, we're a smaller style gym. So again, we can't keep members on every other treadmill if we only got four treadmills in here. I mean, so again, it's one of those things where we can't necessarily operate the same way. However, some of those practices will be in place. One of the things that I have thought about was, again, once we open up, we'll close midday, and we'll use that time to fully sanitize the entire facility. We'll open back up later in the evening. So that's one of the thoughts that I have had inside of my mind. But in terms of how exactly we're going to do it, it's so many unknowns out there right now. I'm just playing around with some things in my mind and hoping some of them actually work.
And how has Prosperous helped you over the years?
Oh, they've been tremendous. Again, Prosperous has been there, fully supported me from day one. And even to this day, they've still been fully supporting me. And they were one of the first companies out there that came out there and said, hey, whatever we can do to assist you, we're willing to assist. They directed me and gave me someone directly that I could work with and speak to it in terms of any other questions, any other assistance. I can reach out to them directly, and they can relay those questions over and provide me the support I need. So they've been a tremendous help.